The housing market makes up 1/5 of the U.S. economy and is the next big target on the chop block for the Biden administration. So get ready to learn Biden's plan to take over the housing industry coming up.
For a limited time, you can get a free copy of Jerry Norton's Quick Start Kit with everything you need to flip your first house in 30 days or less. Download it now at myquickstartkit.com.
Now, if your agenda is to expand governmental control, which clearly is the priority for the Biden administration, taking over the housing industry would be a massive step in that direction. And Biden has made it clear that housing intervention is a top priority. There are two ways this is currently playing out. First, let's talk about a recent change in the Federal Housing Finance Agency, or FHFA. A long-awaited Supreme Court decision last month gave Biden the ability to remove the Trump-appointed leader of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, Mark Calabria. And Biden wasted no time. Within hours of the hearing, he fired Calabria and installed a temporary interim director in his place, Sandra Thompson. Now, why is this so significant? Well, you have to understand the role of the FHFA. The FHFA oversees Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two companies that stand behind half of the $11 trillion U.S. mortgage market. This makes the FHFA one of the most powerful agencies in the federal government. The reason is because Fannie and Freddie, which operate as government-sponsored entities, are critical to American home ownership because they buy mortgages from lenders and bundle them into securities for investors, thus creating mortgage market liquidity and ensuring affordability. And what you need to know is Fannie and Freddie insure the loans with taxpayer dollars. That means if someone defaults on the loan, the taxpayer covers the tab. And in case you didn't know, to prevent Freddie and Fannie from failing during the 2008 housing market crisis, the Bush administration took control of Fannie and Freddie, who at the time were loaded down with risky subprime loans. And like all government involvement, once they get their foot in the door, it's hard to get them out. And Fannie and Freddie have remained under government conservatorship ever since. So why is the change in the FHFA director so significant? Well, because the former Trump-appointed director, Mark Calabria, had made it his mission to shrink and shore up Fannie and Freddie. His priority under Trump was to reduce government involvement and get Fannie and Freddie to stand on their own as private companies. But he's gone now, and the new FHFA director under the Biden regime has the opposite agenda, which is to increase government involvement with Freddie and Fannie. And true to form, the increase in government control is in the name of providing affordable housing and combating discrimination. On her first day at the helm of FHFA, Biden appointed Director Thompson said she was committed to ensuring that the housing finance system operated in a safe and sound manner while keeping a laser focus on community investment. She said there was a widespread lack of affordable housing and access to credit, especially in communities of color. In other words, let the government seize control over another private sector industry and make housing more available to everyone. But don't worry, it won't affect you at all. They'll just tax the rich more and print more money to pay for all of it, and everything will work out just fine in the end. After all, the government's intention is just to help the poor, underprivileged, and minorities. If only the poor, underprivileged, and minorities realized that government could care less about them and only use them as a pawn to take away their rights and freedoms. They are a vote and serve no other purpose, and you're delusional if you think otherwise. What this all means is the new FHFA leadership will allow Freddie and Fannie to take on more financial risk, meaning more government intervention backed by taxpayers, in the name of expanding access to mortgages. The first thing that will happen is the FHFA will do away with the Trump-era limits on Fannie and Freddie's purchases of high-risk loans. High-risk loans are borrowers who have a combination of a low credit score, high debt-to-income ratios, or high loan-to-value ratios. The second thing the FHFA will do is lower down payment requirements. So by extending credit to more low credit score, low-income borrowers without requiring higher down payments to compensate for the risk, Fannie and Freddie can purchase and guarantee more loans, which means lenders can issue more loans. Now, the reason why this is so alarming is because giving an unqualified buyer a free house is a bad idea for two reasons. One, high-risk loans have high default rates, and an increase in defaulted loans means an increase in foreclosures, which negatively affects everyone's home values and drives down the real estate market. And two, since Fannie and Freddie insure the loans, the taxpayer is the one who will pay for all of the defaulted loans. In the big scheme of things, this is just one more step closer to a government takeover of the housing industry. Now, I personally believe no one is entitled to a house. Homeownership is a privilege, not a right. When I first got married in my early 20s, I was earning minimum wage and we were so poor, but we scrimped and sacrificed and over years saved up $7,000 for the down payment on our first house that we bought near Flint, Michigan. And I wouldn't have it any other way. And if you agree with me, leave a comment and say, "Preach it, Jerry, you are a flipping genius." And like I said earlier, the housing industry is center stage for Biden right now. Just this week, he said, "We need to deal with the shortage of affordable housing in America. Over 10 million renters in this country pay more than half of their income for the rent on their apartments, and the lack of affordable housing prevents people from moving to communities where there are more opportunities." President Biden said he plans on making an historical investment in affordable housing by building and rehabilitating more than 2 million homes. Known as the Neighborhood Homes Investment Act, or NHIA, I recently did a video about Biden's plan to pay you to flip low-income housing, which is a complete scam. Now, I'll put the link to that video in the description below, and you can check it out later. Now, Biden has vowed to include housing in his $1.2 trillion infrastructure plan, even though housing appears nowhere in the whittled-down agreement, which was a fraction of his initial $2.3 trillion American Jobs Plan proposal. Instead, the plan focuses on traditional infrastructure improvements, such as expanding transit and rail, rebuilding roads, expanding electric vehicle charging stations, modernizing water infrastructure, and preparing for the impacts of climate change. So we'll see what additional affordable housing programs make it in his big infrastructure plan. While government policy both at the federal and state level certainly affect real estate investing strategies, you can create a recession-proof business flipping houses. To get started right away, be sure to get my 8-week academy training program. I used to sell this program for $1,500, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free. So if you want to learn how to quickly build a six-figure income flipping houses, be sure to get that right now. Just go to 8weekacademy.com for a free login. And with the current foreclosure moratorium ending soon, will there be a flood of foreclosures that hit the market? Watch that video right now to find out. And finally, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to my channel. With over 725 videos, this is the number one channel on YouTube for all things flipping. And I'll see you on the next video.